Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 456. It's going to be a great day. I hope you're having a great day. The topic today is the anatomy of a cavity. And I like that because it rhymes and I know what cavities are, so I can talk about them. Before I get started, though, let me remind you, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Also, if you would please go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, that would be awesome. Really appreciate that. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. We also stream on ustreamtv.com. We stream live, and so you're welcome to go there now if you would like, and check it out. You have to type in Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile, okay? And you'll be seeing some examples, some photos of some of the things that we talk about today, which today, of course, is the anatomy of a cavity. All right, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about that. Cavity prevention. The anatomy of a cavity. Some of this information that I'm going to bring you was written by Katherine Perry, and it was in Women's Health Magazine. Katherine Perry, I didn't know Katy Perry did this on the side. Anyway, so just want to make sure I give props. And then also and some more information I'll be giving you is written by a gentleman named, or sorry, I don't know if it's a gentleman or a lady, but Finn, and it was in Good Housekeeping. Okay, so let's go back. Okay, so cavities. Your overall health is more closely linked to your oral health than you might expect. Did you hear what I said? Your overall health is more closely linked to your oral health than you might expect. Messed it up both times, didn't I? Here's why you should brush up on cavity treatment and prevention. Okay, so maybe you're one of those people who think skipping your pre-bedtime toothbrushing routine now and then, at worst, can lead to a short lecture from me, your dentist. Think again. Turns out, poor oral health can be connected to a higher risk for heart and lung disease, diabetes, and if you're a woman, having premature babies with low birth weight. If you are not convinced, a recent study published by the British Medical Journal determined that participants who reported brushing their teeth less frequently had a 70% increased risk for heart disease compared with those who brushed twice daily. Tooth decay, an obvious sign of poor oral health, is one of the most common health issues, second only to the common cold. In fact, according to the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research, approximately 92% of adults in the United States from ages 20 to 64 have had cavities in their permanent teeth. 92%. Knowing just what the heck a cavity is and how to treat or prevent one can go far in helping keep your smile and your heart healthy. So, a little side note here is, for example, we're talking about how it can affect your overall health. Okay, chronic halitosis may be a sign of gum disease. If gums become swollen and bleed even with proper oral hygiene, this may be a sign of diabetes, warranting a trip to your dentist or physician. Another one, having prolonged tongue pain is a common early sign of oral cancer. All right, so keep those in mind. I mean, we're not just talking about keeping teeth, because I know a lot of people out there, for whatever reason, a lot of you out there, think of teeth as expendable. Now, that can happen if your parents both wear dentures, you were raised in a family where oral health was not made a priority, which is unfortunate. But that doesn't mean that that has to define your lot in life and that you have to become a denture wearer. That's in my opinion, of course, because teeth are definitely worth saving. And so if you can prevent cavities and gum disease, you can keep your teeth. And then you don't need to figure out all that other stuff. You don't need to wonder or worry about, is my denture going to fit? Am I going to look normal? What's going to happen when I sneeze or laugh out loud? What about appealing to the opposite sex? If I'm a denture wearer, is that going to help or hurt me in that regard? And I think we probably know it might not help. All right. So, and by the way, later on in the show, we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. So you might want to get your phone handy because you'll be given an opportunity to call in and win a prize. And today's prize is 2 free handcrafted drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee right here in Columbus. Okay. So, all right. Now, the term cavity, let's talk about it, because today we're talking about the anatomy of a cavity. So basically, the term cavity is synonymous with the word hole, which is what develops in your tooth that's not kept clean. Think of a cavity's genesis or beginning as a team effort, which means with you specifically and your oral hygiene habits in the starting lineup. Bacteria in the mouth converts food, especially carbohydrates, that you didn't brush away, rinse away, or floss away into acid. The acid and bacteria join forces with the remaining food and saliva to form plaque, which is a sticky substance that, if not ejected from the playing field of your teeth, will kick off the process of tooth decay. Yeah, we're using some football analogies here. Anyway, and so basically what we're saying is if it's not removed, plaque can start to build up within 20 minutes of eating. All right? So acids in plaque dissolve your teeth's protective coating of enamel, creating holes or cavities. Now, I want to use another analogy because I think it's worthwhile and some people relate to some other ways of looking at things. So rust in a car. I think we're all familiar with rust. We've seen things that have rusted and cars don't rust out like they used to, but we've all seen rust, right? Whether it's in a car, a lawnmower, oh, gee, it could just be on some piece of metal in the garage that's laying around. So rust, first of all, you don't really notice you have rust. Sometimes the first time you realize you have rust is when you take your car in for an oil change. And maybe you get a peek up there and you see underneath. Or maybe you take it in for a repair and your mechanic might tell you, hey, did you know your car is rusting out under there? Well, no, you didn't. Now, why didn't you know? Because there was nothing to tell you there was rust. If you could use that as an analogy for tooth decay, cavities, it's because cavities don't hurt, okay? You will not know you have a cavity. And I've recently, just this past week in the office, had several people come in for what we thought were just small. Well, I knew in the one case, it's funny, the one tooth, this young man, he's probably 27, 28. It was weird. It was one, didn't show up on the x-ray. Didn't look all that bad to the clinical eye as I looked in there, but I could just see the shadow. I knew there was something not right. And so I said, Mark, we need to do a filling here. He said, fine, we scheduled it. And you always wonder, especially for a new patient, let's say you're brand new to me or new to your dentist and you don't feel anything, nothing hurts, everything feels fine to you. And this new dentist says, oh, you have a cavity. You're like, whoa, my last dentist didn't say I had a cavity. This dentist must be overzealous, just looking for money. Maybe he needs a boat payment. I don't believe him or her. Okay? Well, chances are you are dead wrong. And by the way, if you're wrong, the only one that's going to be hurt by it, because chances are your dentist's boat is paid for, I know mine is you. The only one that's going to be hurt is you. All right? So what I do in the office, and when we had Mark in, we went ahead and numbed him, and I took a picture of the tooth beforehand, photograph, close up, and then I said, you know what, once we get in there, once I pop in, I'm going to take another picture. And I think I took 3 pictures, progress pictures. They're not x-rays, they're just photographs. And so as soon as I did a little bit of drilling and I saw this black stuff, I stopped, I took a picture and I showed it to Mark and he's like, oh my goodness, how could that be there? And then I drilled a little further and now you see this big brown spot. And again, he was kind of surprised. And then I took another picture after I'd scooped out, all of the rotten tooth structure, okay? So he felt really good about his decision of having me place that restoration. And so people, you folks, need to not be quite as suspicious about the dentist when they tell you you have a cavity just because you don't feel it, okay? In fact, if that's your only reason for being reticent to have it done, just get past it and sit in the chair and have it done, okay? That would be my suggestion. Now, like I mentioned, you know, later on or soon, when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, I want to make sure that I've covered all of the topics that are going to be part of the question. So one of the things I need you to know is that once a cavity begins, it will never stop growing on its own. Tooth decay does not heal itself. All right. I just mentioned the part that cavities don't hurt, so you won't know if you have one until it's too late. And by too late, I mean when you get a toothache, you probably need a root canal. And in some cases, you need to have it extracted. Now, we're also talking about how to prevent cavities. And one of those ways, besides brushing and flossing, is to make sure you're using fluoridated drinking water, fluoride mouthwash, and the fluoride treatments that your dentist can give you. Okay. So let me see how I'm doing on timing. It looks like we are about to the time where we typically do the Dr. Kvitko question of the day. Yeah, within a few seconds. So why don't we do that? We're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. You're going to have a chance to call in and win a prize, so get your phones ready. But before we do it, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and like I said, you're going to have a chance to win a prize, two free handcrafted those fancy coffee drinks from Crimson Cup Coffee. And the question of the day is, which of the following statements about cavities are true? Is it A, once a cavity begins, it will never stop growing on its own? B, cavities don't hurt, so you won't know that you even have one till it's too late? C, cavities can be prevented with fluoridated drinking water? And D, cavities can be prevented with brushing and flossing? Or E, all of the above? All right, I think the answer is very obvious. Okay, it's all of the above. Anyway, okay, so the winner's going to receive those two free handcrafted drinks at Crimson Cup. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line. We have Ebony, John, Tina, and Sherry. And we've flipped the dice during the break, and it came up line number one, which is Ebony. Hey, Ebony, how are you?
Good.
Do you have the answer to what? Which of the following statements about cavities are true? What is it?
It is E, all of the above.
E, all of the above. That's right. Cavities don't hurt. You won't know you have them. They never heal themselves. They can be prevented by fluoridated water, brushing, and flossing, right?
Right.
Okay. Hey, stay on the line. We will get the information to make sure you get the prize, which is the Crimson Cup Coffee handcrafted specialty drinks, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about, which, by the way, this is called, the show is called Anatomy of a Cavity. A cavity is essentially a hole, and we're talking about, you know, what I haven't talked about is the actual anatomical structures, which we're going to do now, but essentially the word cavity is a hole, all right? But let's talk about what that hole is through. And if you're watching or when you want, if you go to thereasonswesmile.com, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, not, I'm sorry, Monday or Tuesday, you're going to see a lot of photographs kind of scrolling through in the slideshow format. And you'll see pictures of x-rays and you'll see pictures of actual diagrams of cavities and real cavities. Some teeth so rotten that you can't, they'll never ever be repaired. We can't fix. And so let's talk about what it is. So we've already talked about how the acids eat at the tooth. Well, the outer coating of your tooth is enamel. And that is a really hard substance. It's the strongest living substance known to man, enamel. It takes carbide and diamond burrs to cut through. All right? So the enamel is this protective layer, and the acid starts to erode it. Now, why is fluoride important, by the way? Because fluoride, when you have it in your diet, replaces the hydroxide ion in the matrix of the tooth with a fluoride ion, and you get fluoroapatite instead of hydroxyapatite, which is more resistant to acid erosion, okay? So it is very important to have fluoride in your diet so that there are fluoride molecules or ions in your teeth. Okay, so that's the enamel, the outer coating. Now, that resists for quite a while. It's kind of your best defense. But once the enamel has been eroded, now you're into dentin. Now, dentin is a little bit like enamel. It's made out of the same molecule, but it's not as mineralized. There is more organic component, meaning it's softer. And so it doesn't put up as big of a fight. And then so what happens is once the decay reaches the dentin, it grows much more quickly, and it spreads out along the line where the enamel and dentin come together, and then it starts working its way into the middle of the tooth, which is what we might, you know, jokingly refer to as the creamy filling, except it's not creamy, it's blood, and it's the blood vessels in there, nerves in there, and it will hurt when the decay reaches that. So as I was giving that little description, I was thinking of another analogy, and remember I said how enamel is your best defense. Well, think about a fortress in medieval times, and their best defense was to keep the bad people, the invading army, outside of the castle, right? Because think what happens once a few of them get in. It's very quickly that they then overrun the entire castle and capture all of the people inside, or kill all of the people inside, all right? So it's kind of like that. Now, keep in mind that that the biggest thing you can learn from this, and I was telling the story about Mark, is you will not know you have a cavity, just like you don't know you have rust on your car. Okay, I spotted a little rust dot on my car when I was washing it the last time, and it's like, when did this happen? I washed the car a lot, you know? When did that happen? And who knows? I really don't know. But I know that it's important that I make sure that well, first of all, never let it get rusty. And then once I do find rust, so see, if I found a little dot, I can just take a little tiny piece of sandpaper or something, maybe some of that zinc chromate paint, you know, because zinc resists the new rust, and just touch it up. I don't have to take it for the big expensive whatever that, you know, like going to the, what do you call it? The body shop. Go figure. Thank you to my producer who is paying attention and helping me out there. I have it in my head. I'm watching them, you know, sand my car and do all that stuff, but I'm not able to say it. Okay, so let me just check my time because I think, if I'm not mistaken, we have a little more time. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is how a dentist responds to your mouth's call for help. Thankfully, there are a few different ways to combat the results of this attack on your teeth. If the bacteria and acids have managed to create only a small hole in your tooth, I can most likely drill it and fill it, which means remove the decayed portion of the tooth and replace it with a filling. If the cavity is more extensive, I will place a cap, which is also known as a crown, over the tooth to restore it to its normal size and shape. And if the digging didn't stop there, the decay can spread into the tooth pulp and become infected, and therefore I may call for a root canal, which we just talked about a little bit, and then the procedure involves removing the tooth pulp and nerve, followed by sealing of the roots. And the reason you would want to avoid that is not for any other reason other than it can be unpleasant. Not leading up to it. I don't mean during the procedure. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean that at all. I mean just while you are, like, you're at home and it's like you're at work and, oh, my goodness, my tooth hurts, you know. And the time it takes you to get in, it's going to be painful. And then if we don't give you medicine afterwards, it would also be painful. But we do give you medicine so you don't even feel it afterwards either, okay? But, hey, it's expensive. Root canals are, like, $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. Who wants that when you can buy a toothpaste for $1.79 a tube, you know, and floss for about half that and take care of it? We really are the only profession trying to put ourselves out of business and have been for decades, and we're still not out of business. Why is that, folks? Because you're not brushing, and you're not flossing, and you don't trust us when we say you have a cavity sometimes, okay, just because it doesn't hurt. Can't tell you how many times I hear that, and every time I hear it, it just makes me bristle. I have to stop, and I have to interrupt the patient, even if it's a new patient. I did it the other day. I said, what was his name? New patient, Justin. I said, Justin, I know we've just met, but I want to back up a little bit and respond to something you just said. And I gave them this scenario about the fact that cavities don't hurt. So new patients all the time, they haven't been in 8 years, 3 years, or whatever, and then they'll say, yeah, but nothing was bothering me, so I figured I was healthy. And that just makes me want to cringe. Now, in some cases, they are healthy. In some cases, I find that nothing is going on, and isn't that wonderful? Because now you know. Just like when you go to your doctor and you get a clean bill of health, doesn't that make you feel good? I know it makes me feel good. All right. So anyway, yeah, we are going to take a break right now. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 456. And we're talking about the anatomy of a cavity, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 456, entitled The Anatomy of a Cavity. I like that because it rhymes, you know. I don't know, maybe this early, it's important to me to rhyme things. Maybe people will remember it better. Anyway, okay, so like I said, anatomy of a cavity. Let's talk about the defense against plaque attack. Here's the good news. With solid oral hygiene habits, meaning brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a fluoride mouthwash, tooth decay and cavities are preventable. It's all about proper and consistent maintenance. I tell patients that's what's important. What's important is your individual home care in combination with the professional care you receive when you come to my office. It's a relationship between the two prongs of care. You can't choose one or the other, all right? You can't keep yourself healthy without a dentist's help, and we can't keep you healthy without you doing your part. Because let's face it, we only get a couple cracks at you each year, right? Come in twice a year, you think you're doing the right thing because you are, but me or my hygienist, we're only brushing your teeth twice in a 365-day year. You have to do the other, you know, the other 363 days, okay? So it has to be a partnership. Even though we've all had it drilled into us, no pun intended, that we should brush our teeth at least twice a day, which is morning and evening, many people have a tendency to skip the pre-bed brush after a long day. You know what? If that's you, if you're guilty as charged, listen to this. As we said, brushing before sleep is the time that counts the most when it comes to cavity prevention. During the day, we swallow at least 2,000 times saliva in our mouth, constantly cleaning the teeth, which helps prevent cavities. At night, though, we swallow only about 20 times. Unattended mouth in the evening leads to not only dragon breath in the morning, but an accumulation of plaque overnight. Anytime your mouth feels dry, for instance, after a workout or during an illness, it's important to hydrate in order to activate the production of saliva. So you've got to get the things rolling by putting some liquid in there, put some water in there. And, you know, I'm one of these people that when I go on a trip, I like to drive through the night. So I will, when the kids were little, we would wait till bedtime, and then we have a motorhome, and so we would put them in the motorhome, and they would hopefully sleep, and I would drive through the night, and they would, when they were sleeping, and they'd wake up in the morning, and we were either there or almost there. So the point is I was awake the entire night, okay? Which means you think I would have noticed when that plaque snuck into my mouth or that bad breath snuck into my mouth, but I didn't notice. And it's like, even though I'm awake, I still had that, you know, fuzzy feeling on my teeth. I was still, just gunky, you know? It's weird. It's like, when did that happen? I was awake the whole time, I swear. So that's the thing you have to be aware of and you have to be on the lookout for. Also, okay, not all cavity culprits are created equal. So, don't be fooled. The pretzel M&Ms and other sugary foods aren't the only offenders. Simple carbohydrates like potato chips, bagels, white bread are all converted into acid in the mouth. Additionally, it's not just what is going into your mouth, it's also the frequency. So you don't want to be constantly snacking. You don't want that constant exposure to the carbs or the bacteria because the bacteria will just go to town using that food and create the acid. Are you addicted to chewing gum? Well, you're in luck. That's if you're chewing a gum that contains xylitol. This is a plant-derived substance, and it's a sweetener in sugar-free gums, and it slows the growth of the bacteria that causes cavities. Also, just so you know, the American Dental Association, or ADA, publishes a list of gums, chewing gums, that bear their seal of approval. So if you're wondering, you know, what kind of gum is best, you could look for the ADA seal. All right, so it looks like we are almost out of time, not completely, so let me just use this last little bit here to, let me think, what else did I forget? What did I want you guys to know? Okay, so let's recap. Cavities don't hurt. Cavities never go away on their own. It's important to brush, to floss, to use fluoride in your diet, mouth rinses, treatments, fluoride treatments in the office. You know, it's funny because if we can't see something tangible, we think it doesn't work. So a lot of people say, well, my insurance isn't going to cover for that fluoride treatment, so I don't want it. And then, I mean, think about that. You're going to save the $38 now, but then you're going to pay hundreds of dollars later for filling that your insurance does cover, but they only pay, you know, 60% or 80%. That just doesn't make sense, folks. So it's very important that you do all of the things you need to do. If you haven't been to a dentist in a while, pick up the phone now. They'll probably have an answering service. I know we do. Don't wait till Monday because you'll forget. But call now, and I'm sure you will get a call back because that's what happens when you call my office. If you call me today, what would happen is I would get a page, and if it looked like, unless you specifically said, don't call me today, call me Monday, you would get a call back within about 5 or 10 minutes, and I would set you up an appointment, okay? We feel like it's that important. All right, so I guess that's it for this week. Want to make sure you guys all have a wonderful wonderful week, wonderful day. Don't forget that you can go to thereasonswesmile.com and access all of the shows we've already done, including video, okay? All right, so don't forget to follow me on Twitter because that's all the time we have today. Go to my office Facebook page and like us. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.